Let's talk about that Planet Fitness, huh?
Marathon thoughts, politics, culture, religion. What is the vision?
Welcome to Random Thoughts. Rayshawn Blyton here. What is this? Okay. Hold on, I gotta take a sip of coffee because I have to do this because, I'm a little bit tired here. Expended a lot of energy. Lots of energy here, folks. Lots of energy. So, let's just start off by going to their website. And I want to read a statement that they have on here. I just want to read this before we get in to my thoughts on what's going on here. Let's find this. Hold on a second. Okay. This is their website here, and this is a particular part of their website I specifically wanted to read. If I could find it again. There's just too many windows again. I have so many windows open. Come on. Then after that, I'm gonna purposely go to the Advocate, which is far left wing, just to read their take on things too. But I want to read this part of their website that says, "Advancing women's wellness," and I'm doing air quotes for women's wellness. "In honor of Women's History Month, and as part of our brand's mission to enhance people's lives and create a healthier world, Planet Fitness is partnering with Seek Her Foundation, a nonprofit organization dedicated to bridging the gender gap of mental health through advocacy." I want to stop right there. Is it helping women's mental health by having men be able to go into their safe space of a locker room? Is that helping their mental health? Shut up. Don't answer the question. It's rhetorical, fool. It is not helping their mental health, but I digress. "Research and support to empower women and advance their mental and physical wellness. Together with Seek Her Foundation," Seek Her Foundation, I hope that you're no longer partner with this organization. I hope you are not. Because if you are still partnering with this organization who allow men to go into women's locker rooms, then you have a problem for sure. "We will continue championing women's health and addressing exercise barriers to create more accessible fitness spaces." So I wanted to read that. I wanted to start with that. You mean to tell me that you help women's health and women's mental health by allowing men to be able to go into their locker rooms? Is that what you're telling me? Are you looking at me and telling me that with a straight face, sicko? Okay. I have to get that out of my system. All right, let's find the Advocate and see what their take is on the hullabaloo. If I can find it. There's so many pages, like I said, I got open here. All right, let's minimize that. Yeah, hang in with me, folks. Hang in with me. So much research and so many windows open. Yeah, it's not easy being a one-man band, a one-man show, you know? One-man band, one-man show. Just give me a second here. All right, we're done with her. We're done with Roku. We are done. Well, we'll come back to Town Hall. I'm looking. It's too many windows, man. What has happened to my window? Okay, you're not. Okay, we have that. Got that? Yeah. A little bit of Busta Rhyme. Okay, I'm done with Shapiro. Come on, what is going on here? All right, fine. Let's do it the hard way. I will go to history. The history, and let's see here. Interesting. What in the world is going on here, folks? Give me a second here. This is a. Okay, I got back one. Here we go. I think I found it. Yep, I found it. The Advocate. Okay, let's get back to that. The Advocate. Is that chicken burning? I smell chicken. I smell chicken. I hope that's not burning. Okay, wait a minute here. I can't have that burn. Okay, let's see. I gotta put a quick break here. Because I can't have this chicken burning. It's for my sugar gliders. Let's see. Dang it. What do I have here? Let's click on this real quick.
Scott McAfee said in a radio interview, when his boy grows up, he will tell him he called it straight. Wait, hold up. What are you talking about?
It's obvious she lied under oath. You should accuse yourself. You give money to her campaign. Bow your head, then again, your people have no shame. Fannie G. Willis, the cheese for ghetto. Sky, hear me though.
Yo, McAfee, the coward, bro.
Alright, I'm back. It was a false alarm. Not burning. Okay. Let's get back to this. Hope you enjoyed my funny. I don't know how you get fun F out of fan. Fun fan, fanny. Ghetto fabulous. I said fun fan. She's ghetto fabulous. Well, ghetto, I don't know about the fabulous part. Okay, let's click on this. The Advocate. Let's see their take on this. And obviously you can see with the Advocate right at the top here, trending. LGBTQ plus voices, politics, transgender. Okay. But let's read what, let's see how their take on this. Planet Fitness bans member who photographs trans. Hold up. Wait a minute. I didn't know that a full-blown man with a penis was considered a trans, but I digress. Photograph, I'm going to read it the way it should be. Planet Fitness bands member who photographed a man changing. No, he wasn't changing. He was shaving in the locker room. I don't know that I could get through this, folks, because it's just going to be pure lies. As it turns out, Planet Fitness has better trans-inclusive locker room policies than most red states. It's going to be difficult for me to, I can't read lies. I'm already hopped up on coffee. I can't read this article. It's just full of lies. I can't do it. I will not read lies. I'm not going to read your stinking, filthy lies. It was a man. It was not a trans woman. It was a man. Even if it was a trans woman, it is a man with a penis in between his legs scaring the hell out of a 12-year-old girl in the locker room wrapped in her towel. Okay? Is that clear enough for you, you ignorant, evil, demonic people? All right, let's see what else we got. Let me try to calm down, buddy. I will not remain calm at all. It's not time to be calm. It's time to fight back these evil, demonic people. That's what it's time to do, not time to remain calm. Is it time to remain calm? You tell me if it's time to remain calm.
It's the value of Planet Fitness plunging in the wake of revelations that biological men were being allowed into women's bathrooms.
Now that is truth. Biological men are allowed in the bathrooms. So, I did not mean to click on that, but it was perfect timing. It was perfect timing. What else we got here? The stock plummets. So that's just what I wanted to get to right here. The stocks plummet. I can't stay on this story too long because my blood pressure is rising by the minute, by the second. But anyway, Planet Fitness, critics are saying, go woke, go broke, go woke, go broke. Bud Light, does anyone hear you? After an uproar over its transgender locker room policy created a social media stir, the chain saw a $400 million dive, which is deservedly so, in valuation from $5.3 billion to $4.9 billion. Just days after revoking an Alaska women's membership for snapping photos of I'm not even Fox News, but then again, Fox is not conservative anyway. They're part of the problem as well. They say here, photograph of a transgender woman who was biologically male. He was not a freaking transgender woman. It was a man with a freaking penis. What part of that don't you understand? Shaving in the women's locker room, according to a Daily Mail report. Patricia Silva's issue was first reported by the conservative ex account Libs of TikTok, love her, which has since continuously urged gym goers to boycott the chain as well as they should, and blasted the company for creating unsafe spaces for women. Don't forget the little 12-year-old girl. On Tuesday, the account shared an update regarding the valuation drop. Drop? Whoa, Planet Fitness saw a $400 million wiped off its value. I hope it keeps going down and go out of business. Hashtag boycott Planet Fitness. Silva told the truth. Fox, you're pissing me off. Silva saw a 12-year-old girl who was in the locker room and she was very uncomfortable with the biological man's presence. As well as she should be. Let's see, what's this other story? 16-year-old says she was kicked off swim team for protesting biological males in YMCA girls' locker room. This is getting ridiculous. This is freaking ridiculous. We are living in satanic, evil people. People are just so satanic and evil. They really are. We have to hold firm to our religious belief and not let people like Ben Shapiro and all these other evildoers try to attack and silence us. We will not be silent. We'll not be silent. Let's see what this story is real quick with the little girl. Where is this? What's this other one? Teen girl accused of hate speech after protesting transgenders in YMCA locker room report. Oh, you know this? It's hate speech to tell a biological man to get the... You know what? This is... Ooh, I'm gonna send my soul. Teen girl accused of hate speech after protesting transgenders in YMCA. You're going to the locker room, YMCA. Hey. Okay. My lights went off. My lights saw that my temperature was hot like fire. Let's see, what is this? California teen tearfully recounts seeing a naked man who identifies as a female. Let's listen in on this. Let's see, is this? All right, let's listen in on this.
Evening, council members and residents of Santee, behind me. My name is Rebecca Phillips, and I'm 17 years old. I am not a resident of Santee, but I am employed at a local restaurant, the Omelet Factory, and I work out regularly at the Santee YMCA. Just 2 weeks ago, after finishing my shift at my job, I went to the gym to swim laps. As I was showering after my workout, I saw a naked male in the women's locker room. I immediately went back into the shower, terrified, and hid behind their flimsy excuse for a curtain until he was gone. I ran into a bathroom stall to change as quickly as I could, organizing my thoughts to share with the people at the front desk. As I did so, I could only think of my five-year-old sister, who I bring to this gym during the summer to enjoy their water slides. This is the YMCA, where hundreds of children spend their summer afternoons in child care camps.
Unreal.
This is the YMCA where my little sister took gymnastics lessons. The locker room was a...
This is sick stuff. It really is.
Supposed to be her safe haven to gossip with her friends and shower and change. When I asked the YMCA management what their policy was regarding transgenders, they confirmed that the man that I saw was indeed allowed to shower wherever he pleased. As long as you are not a red flag on Megan's Law, the California Sex Offender Registry, a grown male can shower alongside a teenage girl at your YMCA location here in Santee.
Sick.
I was made to feel as though I had done something wrong when I talked to people at the YMCA. Somehow, the indecent exposure of a male to a female minor was an inconvenience to them.
Of course.
When my dad spoke to the sheriff's office, they told him that he should never allow me to shower there ever again. The YMCA wouldn't let my father speak to the manager of the Santee branch. After waiting several days, he finally received a call from Terry Moss, who is the director of membership for San Diego County. She informed my dad that I was not in any danger at the time of the incident.
Are you kidding me?
That I was safe.
Safe? With a man in there?
Yes. I'm assuming all of you either have a wife, a sister, daughters, or granddaughters, or are a woman yourself. Could you knowingly send an underage girl into a room where there was a naked male and say that she was not in danger, that she was safe?
No.
Or more importantly, that this was right?
No, it's not.
The fact that we are now tailoring our privacy policies and bathroom laws around transgenders, ignoring the blatant threat to safety that this poses, is obscene. The safety of children, girls, is on the chopping block. And this issue is not unique to one political party. Both Democrats and Republicans, whom I have shared this story with, have all been equally disgusted. So I implore you all to take action. With great privilege comes great responsibility. Whether it's requiring transgenders to use the single-stall family restrooms or making them use the bathroom which aligns with their biological trans...
Thank you.
So there you have it. That is, God, everything happens for a reason, because God knows if I had a young daughter, and God forbid that a man, naked man, ended up in the locker room where she was showering, and I was waiting outside of the locker, waiting for her in the gym, and my daughter came to me and told me that a naked man was showering in the girl's bathroom. God knows where I would be right now. Behind bars in jail after what I would do to that person. I'm just going to put it that way. Anyway, that's all I got. Leave a like, share, and subscribe. And I will see you in the next one.
Random thoughts. Politics.